So something I would like to add, which is the changing relation between European NGOs and partners NGOs or CSOs, civil society organizations, social movements in the developing countries. I think this relation, which has existed for a long time, is evolving. It's evolving again, we are talking about partnership, in a more equal partnership than in the past, perhaps. Where again, because of this principle of the hand who gives is on the top of the hand that receives, I mean, perhaps in the past, the funding relation with our partners have been a little bit changing the nature of the relation with our partners. Today, Concorde, our members, we are absolutely, with a lot of confidence, engaging in an equal relation with our partners. There is good reasons for that. The issues and problems we try to resolve are more and more global, so you cannot solve anyone only from Europe or only from the developing country perspective. You need to articulate the work, the advocacy, the engagement of citizens here and over there. That's the first reason. The second reason is that the funding is more and more decentralized, and this is one of the recent reforms of the EU institutions, among others. That's allow a more direct access for thousands of civil society organizations to funding, which reinforce their autonomy, their capacity to mobilize resources from their own country through the delegation, the embassies and cooperation agencies. And that's good in the relation with us, I think. And also because with the new technologies from the last 15 years, we have been building real networks, which are worldwide networks, processes, which allow to work easily on equal terms. So for example, I would like to mention one process where Concorde is actively engaging, which is called the Open Forum on CSO Effectiveness, where thousands of organizations from all the regions of the world, including the Fijis, are talking about our own effectiveness, how a civil society organization engaging in development can be more effective to deliver, not to deliver aid objectives, which is a little bit the aid effectiveness approach, but to deliver development outcomes, which is our mandate to be effective in the work with the people and the community. So that's why we asked for a development effectiveness approach versus the traditional aid effectiveness that the donor proposed to us. But so that process, which is worldwide, is delivering very interesting outcomes, like principles, a kind of international charter for all CSOs working in development and development cooperation, where we try to put forward what are the eight principles that make an organization from Europe or from the South an effective organization to help people better or to work better with people, which is the correct way to put it. So we are in a much better partnership.